kissing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is President's Day, and this program is coming to you live on this Monday, February the 20th, rubbing a well with you for the next hour. Being President's Day, all financial markets are closed in the U.S., however, all eyes are on Greece as we are still awaiting an announcement on a Greek deal which was supposed to have happened earlier today, but apparently they are still negotiating into the night in Brussels. Some leaked details seem to indicate that although Greece is looking for 136 billion euros to help it meet its funding needs, it seems that that number is close to 245 billion. And Germany seems to be reluctant to bail out its neighbor. So I guess we won't know any of the details until tomorrow. And that gives me an opportunity to deal with a couple of issues. The main fear with Greece right now is many people fear a thing called contagion. And contagion just simply means that if Greece goes, so goes Portugal, so goes Spain, so goes Italy. Anyway, we'll have more after that.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesset, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack, When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
So the big fear in Europe is contagion, because ultimately if Greece were forced to leave the Eurozone, Portugal, Spain, and Italy would follow soon afterwards. And all politicians in Europe are doing at this point in time, and I'm sure at some point will actually become an Olympic event, is they just looking for a way to kick the can down the road. But the reality, my friends, is this. At some point, they can keep kicking the can down the road, but sooner or later, there's going to be no more road left. And when that happens, that's when everything implodes. That's when you start hearing about defaults. That's when you start hearing about credit default swaps. And this is the facts. There are many smart people out there. A lot more smarter than me. And we all have one thing in common. None of us have a crystal ball. None of us can predict the future. But here's something we do know. We do know what happens in an economic crisis. Now, like I said, we don't know if it's going to be in 6 months or 12 months. We don't know if it's going to be this year, next year, or 2014. But one thing we can speculate with a reasonable degree of certainty is we will face an economic crisis. We will face a time when the system shuts down. When the too big to fail actually fail. When a government seizes assets. When banks close their doors. When people with assets are given limited availability to those assets. And like I said, none of us have a crystal ball, but we do have something almost as good as a crystal ball. We've seen this scenario play out many times on the world stage in various countries. And all we've got to do is take a look at what happens in countries where governments default, where governments seize assets, where the financial system implodes. Last week, I played for you an excerpt of an interview with a gentleman from Buenos Aires, Argentina, Fernando, a man who in his 20s experienced the economic collapse of Argentina. I purposely left that interview up on my website. You can find it on, let's see when I did that, on the 16th of February. You can see the YouTube video of a airline crashing, simply entitled Economic Collapse, Argentina versus USA. It's a short interview. It runs about 14 minutes. But also instructive is the other video that I paired with it, which is a one-hour documentary of Argentina's economic collapse. And the interesting thing is there's a lot of parallels between what went on in Argentina and actually what is going on in Greece as we speak. On yesterday's edition of my website, I posted a number of articles about Greece and what is going on in Greece as we speak. Of particular importance is the emerging barter economy that is taking place in Greece as we speak, because barter became very popular in Argentina after the bank shut down. And that's a subject I want to deal with today. Actually, there's two things I want to deal with today. for all the years I've been doing radio, and the amount of times I've discussed two issues, gold confiscation and barter, they have to be the most two confusing issues of all times. And also illustrates how a lot of people still don't get or understand the reason for holding physical gold and silver. I have long criticized those who advocate gold confiscation. And the reason for it is pretty simple. And this was confirmed a few years ago by a spokesman from the U.S. Treasury when asked by Bill Murphy of GATA whether or not the U.S. Treasury had any plans to revisit the 1933 Gold Confiscation Act. And the response by the spokesman at the U.S. Treasury was honest and straightforward. He said, the President of the United States has the power to seize all assets in an economic crisis. He can seize gold, he can seize silver, he can seize your bank account, he can seize your retirement account, he can seize your 401k plan, he can seize your stocks, he can seize your bonds. So yes, the president has the power to confiscate gold and silver. Doesn't need any additional powers to be conferred on him by Congress. He has the powers already. And the other misguided opinion of many is that at some point in time during an economic crisis, financial Armageddon, if you will, that it's only people with small denominational gold and silver coins will be able to buy everyday necessities. This is a myth. It'll never happen. Anyway, we'll take a short time out. Be right back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is heart month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love.
Welcome back to the flip side on this President's Day, also known as George Washington's Day. So you may be saying to yourself, well, if we don't have to worry about confiscation and we don't have to worry about the barter economy, what's the reason for owning gold and silver? It's pretty basic. Gold and silver are real money, and it is the only insurance vehicle or asset known to exist on the planet that can protect you from a devaluation of currency, whether it's pesos in Argentina or dollars in the U.S. If you listen to that interview with Fernando, you will hear him talk about the most devastating thing that affected Argentina in 2001 was how people were losing purchasing power on a daily basis. This in turn caused people to attempt to withdraw money from the bank system and purchase alternative assets that would insure them against the devaluation of the peso. Now, the thing about barter, first of all, barter's been around as long as man has walked the planet. And barter functions in an environment when someone has something you want and you have something they want. And by and large, that involves a currency. And no matter how bad the economy or the currency guest, people have a tendency to want to trade in the prevailing currency because that's what's easy and what's accepted. You'd be surprised today how many people do not know the value of gold and silver. But if you do some investigation into the rise of barter clubs in Argentina, in 2001, there were probably 5,000 barter clubs in Argentina, and less than 1,000 of them survived. In Greece right now, they are dealing with a barter situation called TEMs, which is a TEM is valued in euros, and it's based on a person's skills and how they can trade their skills. But ultimately, what you are dealing with is a mechanism of exchange that is trusted. The reason gold and silver have always been trusted is because they have a 5,000-year track record of payment. Well, that will always give people a certain amount of confidence. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Mark in Texas. Hey, Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Robbie. You talk about purchasing power and inflation.
Yes, sir.
Robbie, inflation is corporate welfare. Inflation creates a temporary slave labor force.
Well, in inflation, in large part, is based on devaluation of the prevailing currency.
Granted. But it creates a temporary slave labor force. How long does it take for a product to go up in price during an inflationary cycle?
Well, we are about to find that out.
How about less than 30 seconds and the price goes up?
Yeah, hang on a sec there, Mark. We've got a short commercial break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think, but to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's First Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. and an obvious favorite among the many Daniel Chapter 1's customers. Why? Because First Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, First Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get First Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
So hard to please, but look around, trees are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade.
Welcome back to the Flip Side on this Monday, speaking with Mark in Texas. You still there, Mark?
Certainly, sir.
What's gas prices looking for you there in Texas right now?
We're closing in on $4.
Can you believe it's already $5 in California?
The sky is the limit this summer.
Oh, yeah.
The sky's the limit. It just depends on how far it wants to go.
Yep.
Or manipulate it to go, whichever. It has nothing to do with supply and demand. But
And that's the greatest destruction of wealth that I could point a finger at right now.
Gas is a big part of it. It certainly is.
I mean, that affects everything.
But, Robbie, inflation is corporate welfare. What happens is it creates a temporary slave labor force.
Oh, sure. I mean,
what happens is prices go up, they get adjusted immediately. Now, how long till the hourly wage reflects that inflation? 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 years? I'm not talking about COLAs. Forget that noise. I'm not worried about that. I'm talking in the market itself. It's a temporary slave labor initiated free market illusion.
You know, and this is why when you look at all countries that have gone through economic upheavals, bank closures, currency revaluations, you've seen the growth of barter and barter clubs
for necessities.
Pretty much, but still, you know, the prevailing currency never disappears. It always remains. I have a great article on my website today entitled Barter 101, done by a good friend, Don Scott, from Colorado, also a coin dealer, who like me, gets many inquiries from people saying, I need silver coins so I can trade them for stuff when the dollar falls.
Yeah.
And statements like that are indicative of a person's lack of faith in the dollar, and obviously we can't blame them for that.
I think they're just trying to predict the future, which everybody's trying to do.
Sure. But
you remember, it's been a few years back, you know, North Korea is part of the axis of evil, you know, because they don't have the central bank per se.
Yeah.
But do you remember where those North Koreans, just folks like us, you know, trying to raise a family, put food on the table, go to bed at night with a full belly, you know, heaven forbid we'd all do that. But you remember, they all went to the bed with the conviction of their currency, and they woke up the next morning. You remember what he did? He cut it by 50%. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was about, I think, 3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Overnight, 50% haircut. And that was without a central bank.
Yep.
It sure comes in handy to pay attention, don't it?
Yeah, man. But, you know, the point that I want to make, and I hope people understand this, there's no question that the dollar is probably on its last legs, and it will be replaced by another currency. But politicians can always pull another trick out of their sleeve and may make the dollar survive longer than any of us thought possible. But this is something people have to understand. All countries and their existence depends on having a currency. And so, you know, you have to deal with that reality of life in order for us to not go into the dark ages. A currency will always be the medium of exchange. And when a currency becomes weaker or fails, another one will always take its place. I mean, when you look at the problems with the euro, I mean, the euro took place of a dozen European currencies. And what people fail to understand is gold and silver are the only assets, the only mechanism that one can protect their purchasing power. We will never come a time when the only people that are able to put food on their table are people that have gold and silver. Things will always be exchanged in some form of currency. And I guess this is the Achilles heel of a lot of these barter operations, if you look at them realistically. All they're trying to do is replace the existing currency with another form of fiat currency, whether it is measured in hours worked or what other new idea they come up with. And barter only works between two people. In other words, you got something I want, and I got something you want, and we come to an agreement, and we exchange stuff.
Right.
You know, and people need to make themselves aware of this, because just as the Greeks are waking up to the reality of barter, we don't have to speculate. All we have to do is look at the examples of other countries that have gone through exactly what we will go through at some point in time. And I think I've provided enough information on my website to deal with the barter clubs in Argentina. And I encourage people to read the fine article by Don Scott entitled Barter 101.
They tried to do it with the oil, yeah, through the petrodollar. Now they're trying to do it with carbon, with a carbon dollar, which is, that's still just a joke.
Yep.
And gold and silver is another avenue to explore, which has worked for, I don't know, better part of
5,000 years.
I would think plus or minus 10%, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but
yeah,
what I'm trying to say is they're trying to come up with a substitute to give us stability. But
yep.
You can't put it... I don't know what the answer is, but it's not carbon. I know that for a fact. It's not oil.
Anyway, brother, I've got to
talk to you later.
Thanks, man. Let's go to Scott in Arizona. Hey, Scott.
Hi.
Hey.
You know that, what was that debt credit swap you were talking about?
Credit default swaps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, I was listening to an interview today, and the banks aren't required to have any capital to back that up.
Nope.
So if they, right?
Nope. Well, that's credit default swaps, and this is the amazing thing, is it's completely deregulated industry.
And it's
in large part the reason that AIG went bankrupt. In other words, they don't have to have assets to back up the insurance policies that they write.
Yeah, so that goes right back to us for another big bailout.
Yep.
Because they have nothing there, but they're insuring it, making the
And
right?
this is what's the fear with Greece right now, because obviously there's a lot of CDS swaps out there that if Greece goes down, you know, we don't know the full extent of the value of credit default swaps out there. I mean, I've heard numbers as high as $1.25 quadrillion is sitting out there in credit default swaps. I mean, it's a number you just can't even wrap your hands around.
We don't even have enough jails to put these people in, do we?
No.
Not even close.
Not even close, brother.
All right.
But
at least I used to listen to you up there in Colorado.
Yeah. That's good.
Those old days, huh? I'm in Arizona now.
Pre-Y2K days.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Have a good one.
Thanks, Scott. Let's go to Danielle in Idaho. Hi, Danielle. Hello, Danielle. Oh, okay. I think you will find answers to many questions on my website today at robbynoll.com. And over the weekend, what I found rather interesting is the Daily Mail in England posted copies of those $1 billion allegedly bogus U.S. bonds. What I find interesting about the picture of these bonds is you will notice on the left-hand side of the bond, it specifically says gold certificate. And what's even more interesting about the story, because a lot of people will simply discount this as the rantings and ravings of the lunatic fringe. But if you scroll down the page, you'll find a story that says, suitcase with $134 billion puts dollar on edge. And it was an article by a respected Bloomberg columnist, William Pesek. And the interesting thing about his article is how he ends the article. He says, this is still a story with far more questions than answers. It's odd, though, that it's not getting more media attention. And interest is likely to grow. The last thing Timmy Geithner and the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke need right now is tens of billions more of U.S. bonds or even high-quality fakes suddenly popping up around the globe. And it behooves them to address this issue. Well, I'm not holding my breath to hear a statement from Tim Geithner or Ben Bernanke on this bogus bonds issue. Danielle, you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I had a couple questions for you.
Sure.
One's regarding the NDAA and what that means for our liberty and our freedom, or is that taking more of our Constitution away? I also had another question for you regarding, have you heard of any FEMA camps or anything like that?
Well, FEMA camps are a reality, although a large majority are currently disguised as immigration detention centers.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody has ever driven from Phoenix, Arizona to San Diego, you can't help but notice a huge a prison complex on the road to San Diego. And it is, although
you
not...
You can't even get access to it. There's some
well,
guards
well,
outside.
You can't get access to it, but you can't miss it. But it is classified as an immigration detention center. And there are large amounts of immigration detention centers throughout the Southwest United States.
Okay, and then regarding the NDAA, do you believe that that is a attack on our civil liberties that the Constitution gives to us?
Oh, certainly. Okay. You know, it is obviously a subject that... It's amazing how few politicians outside of Ron Paul have...
He's the only one talking about our liberty. He's the only one.
Oh, absolutely.
It's sad.
So, you know, just the lack of comment by so many so-called noted political patriots in America seems to be indicative of their silence.
Well, I heard Virginia tried to get a bill to repeal the NDAA. Is that
yep.
correct?
Oh, yeah. There are a few states that are attempting to repeal certain sections within the NDAA.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for this President's Day. Danielle, you still there? Well, let's deal real briefly with the NDAA. If you want to get information on the NDAA, don't expect to find anything informative on the web pages of WorldNet Daily, Newsmax.com, Weekly Standard, or any other purported conservative website out there. The truth about the NDAA will be found in predominantly the liberal press, such as Salon.com, and in specific articles by Glenn Greenwald, who makes some comparisons with current Israeli law in Israel, which uses its version of the NDAA to imprison Palestinians. Uh, And he explains how Israel's NDAA laws govern all aspects of life in the occupied Palestinian territories. And it's kind of ironic that Obama would sign a piece of legislation into law that, by and large, was written by the Zionist AIPAC lobby in Washington, D.C., to mimic the identical laws of Bibi Netanyahu. I also find it interesting that today it was announced that Bibi Netanyahu is going to have a meeting with Barack Obama on March the 5th at the White House, which comes the same week that the Zionist lobby has its big get-together. The AIPAC conference, I believe, runs from the 3rd through the 5th of March. And let's not forget that our good friend and regular Friday guest, Charles Carlson, is going to be leading a vigil outside the AIPAC conference. We'll have more on that as we get closer to that date. Anyway, stand by, my friends. Alan Watt coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.
The next